go ahead and take this gentleman.
Yep, let's go ahead and do it.
Sir, if you would like to step up to the podium. I'm going to have you state your name, and then we will listen to your comments this morning.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Nathan Burton, and I live on Mountain Grove Road, down T Highway. Mm-hmm. And we had a sign posted last week on Friday that the section of road was going to be closed. And, you know, it's come to my understanding that it's not a permanent thing at this point, and that it is temporary, trying to get people's. And I've made the comment that I don't disagree that people out there drive crazy. I said I've actually been passed on that road before. So, you know, I share everybody's concern with traffic out there. However, you know, I do excavating for a living, and the alternate road that is available will not allow a full-size lowboy to carry equipment in and out of there. And so I know for me it's a major issue just to have access. It's not just a convenience issue. It is an access issue. And so, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, I wanted to be involved in the process a little bit because it was kind of a startling thing to see the sign show up. But, you know, I would also request that maybe, you know, as this moves forward, you know, maybe different options are looked at or something like that, that, you know, maybe we have a chance to be involved or, you know, at least sit in a meeting and hear the discussions and stuff like that. But other than that, that's really all I have.
Could you give us your phone number, how to reach you?
Sure. My cell phone is 239-5354.
Thank you very much for your comments. We appreciate it, sir. We did that last week.
I'm glad you got the so you don't. You're not.
I didn't even catch it. It is. No, we. I don't think we ought to have the monthly budget report every week.
You know, I'm glad you gave it, but I just like to know what you're going to get.
Thanks, Rick. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I proposed to the commission this morning, and we are deliberating those dates. That we set, already have actually, the 29th. I didn't know if we had a time assigned to it. It doesn't make much difference. But at 10 a.m. is the county public hearing for the budget. That we have it all done, printed, put together for the public at that time, then lay until the 9th, at which time that would be when we officially sign it. Approve and move forward. Go ahead, sir.
What did you guys have accomplished in the meetings that you had when I wasn't here? I mean,
we're going to sit down and go through. We're still.
This
I was looking at specifically, I'm sure we had enough time to print.
We would like to hear.
Could do that there.
If
we
can get that back. We have got to make sure that this is. Okay, we should. I mean,
move or slow.
Feel better with that thing.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me just check.
That's possible.
Absolutely.
Is it? That's the only thing.
Agenda today.
Does it change the second date agenda?
No. That's
10 days.
At least 10 days.
Oh, sure. Not maximum 2 days. Okay. And that's all good.
The 12th.
So if I do
second
the 27th.
Yeah. That's the only thing. And then.
Oh. I must have been
pretty sure I read
pulling
that
those up.
Sure.
Two pages I've stuck together there.
That was subsection.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's at least 10 days.
5 days there is. And not held within 10 days.
Not held within.
Okay.
We're
good.
Well,
can I have one question before
we
do anything on that?
Yeah, we're not. We haven't. Yeah, but it maybe that may be in violation. If we do that on here.
What's your question, Dean? I was trying to move it up to the 27th.
I want to move it even further than that if we can.
I don't know. I mean, tell me further what?
Working? Internet?
Okay. Let me read this. I might be thinking wrong.
I don't read it wrong where it's wrong. It says we just got to have 10 days.
He probably didn't hear the conversation of that.
I'm pretty flexible on that, the whole thing. I just want to make sure we have plenty of time to prepare the document and for us to review the document before it goes to the first reading.
At least 5 days' notice shall be given. That's no problem. You got 5 days out. That's why I was thinking this Wednesday.
Right.
Shall be given. And the hearing shall not be held then within 10 days after the budget document is made available to the public. After. So we can pick the
signing date.
The signing date was, yeah, picked, the 9th. But we can pick, shall not be held within 10 days after it's made available. So you got to come back at least 10 days, which is
the 19th.
No.
No, it's
no, it's not.
It's the 28th.
The 19th is the day.
7, 8, 9, 10. You're right. It has to be the 29th, Ron. Mm-hmm. Can't be before the 29th. Actually, 29th is. Yeah. You can't move it forward the way I see it.
Let's see. I'm.
But isn't this a public hearing? Okay, then.
Well, Dan's comment is to have the hearing sooner than that. For example, right? The
yes,
budget.
As soon as we are satisfied.
But as soon as we have. Well.
But we got to have a 5-day notice on the hearing, is what it says first, which is.
So if I give notice on Wednesday, I don't think that hits it. Because we won't be here on Monday. Well, maybe it does. I don't think so, too. I think you can't count them.
Oh. Even though it's available to the public, you can't count the weekend.
Well, how do they get it?
Huh?
But now, help me with your...
With my reasoning? Okay. We established a date for completion.
Okay.
The public hearing that we have can be immediately following that, as far as we're concerned, for it to be presented to the public.
As long as we give 5 days' notice that that's when the hearing is.
We have a set date when we think it's going to be completed, and I want to set the public hearing 5 days, the day after that.
Pick a day for me, because it has to be this week.
Well, I don't know. It kind of got me just a little bit, because I don't know how much you got accomplished in 30 days, right?
It doesn't matter for half an hour. We got to get the amount of days that's
okay. You know more about that than I do, because I just was wanting to find a date when we can play.
This afternoon, we're going to go through the whole thing, but we've got to put a legal notice in today's
paper.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, Wednesday's paper, this morning. Yes, ma'am?
You wanted it in both?
Yes.
We're trying to figure out if that's the right date.
We only have two choices here.
I don't think my suggestion will work.
I don't think either.
I can't move it forward because we don't have 5 days. I was trying to get to the 27th for our hearing next week from this Tuesday, but that doesn't give us 5 days' notice with the holiday.
Yeah, I think we have to do it on
Wednesday, Thursday,
okay.
Friday.
Yeah, that's fine. Monday, Tuesday.
Monday doesn't count, so it has to be. Your dates originally is correct, Ron. That's the minimum of 5 days if you put it in this Wednesday's paper.
The 29th.
So,
yeah, that it has to be.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now it's January 9th. Okay, we've got till the 10th. January 9th falls on Monday.
That's fine.
That's not a holiday, is it? By any chance? Stretch the imagination?
January 9th?
Yes.
No.
Can it be? Nothing. I got nothing. Maybe Boxer Day.
We're going to put that in both papers then, okay?
I'm fine with whatever you do.
All right, so we're good with that.
We start the budget today.
Okay.
That's fine. It's a great date.
Guys, let me give you this. Both of you look at the minutes? Before we kick this meeting off,
I haven't seen the drafts and your corrections. I've saw some, but
yeah.
I've seen what was sent to me. Okay. Here's the question, so we can see. Do you want to postpone these? You didn't even touch them.
Yeah, how much time do we have? He's got some. I made a copy for each of you. Nikki. Did one of you pick up?
I'm good with this.
My agenda copy.
Isn't that yours right here on the left? Aren't these yours?
Yeah.
Didn't you just fill these in again?
Agenda.
Here they are. Ron, these are your writing on this.
Agenda.
Agenda.
Not the minutes.
Okay.
I wrote them. I've got an agenda here if you need one.
She got me one.
Okay, I wrote on the back of that one. So.
Okay. If I got you still on, that would be embarrassing.
I would have texted you just to see if it was on. I do that every Monday with Danny. Put your phone on.
Just checking.
You'd have had me this week because I didn't have it.
I know I had to, but you asked me to do that just now. I was like, all
right.
Oh,
I got it right there.
Should have helped you after the 9 o'clock.
Are we ready? We're ready?
Yeah. I'm going to stand up so I know we're going anyway.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, December 19th, 2011, and call on Helen Suti to offer our opening prayer. Mr. Strahan, if you'd lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is our previous County Commission meeting minutes.
Motion to approve December 12th, 13th, and 14th with corrections and additions. And there is an additional more explanation on the state of the budget part.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve previous County Commissions dated 12-12, 12-13, and 12-14 with amendments and a corrected addition. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next order of business is accounts payable.
I'd like to postpone these for a few minutes if we could, maybe to 10 o'clock, just before we go into executive, if that's all right with you.
Postpone to a definite
time. Yeah, I'm going to move that we postpone to a definite time accounts payable to 10 a.m. December 19th.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to postpone at the definite time at 10 a.m. accounts payables, which I assume includes journal entries and transfers.
Yes, sir.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. County Board postings. Nikki, this was...
Can we back up just a second?
Yes.
Monthly budget report.
We don't have one. We just had it last week.
Okay.
County board postings.
You asked me to put that back on the agenda 2 weeks ago.
Oh, this was to discuss...
putting different boards in there on our website.
There's two purposes.
There were some things that you wanted to think about...
I met with our IT person to see if it's possible what we're asking, and he wouldn't mind providing a template, maybe a one page or two pages on our website as a tab, and to see if he would do that, and then kind of monitor what's posted just so that it falls within the guidelines of the county. We don't want, you know, these outside boards doing soliciting other than just posting the minutes, the agenda, overviews. He said it's possible to be very little extra effort on the IT staff. So he said that it's all possible. It really comes down to if we wanted to allow that. And really the bigger question is what agencies or groups do we want to add that to? Would it be, you know, I guess it depends on how many more people we want to include. That was his question.
I thought we were talking about those committees that were appointed by the County Commission.
That's what I'm...
which really narrows it down. So it wouldn't be autonomous political subdivisions.
Right.
But it would be, for example, planning and zoning.
Which they have.
Or a county airport board. Or...
like the airport board, I think the request may be an airport board, the library board, the senior citizen board. those are all positions we post that we appoint members to. I think that's, did I cover the ones that had requested it?
And the transportation board. Right. We usually receive in our office the tentative agendas, and we're the ones who post them.
Right.
So, very easily we could send that to IT, and with one click they could upload it.
I had the chairperson for the parks, which was trying to put something on. So that would be one that that would be under consideration also.
Sure. Well, we appoint that board.
Any board that we appoint would be subject to. Do you want to limit what they?
Limit what they post?
Limit what they post or the amount?
I mean, I'm thinking, I'm talking to Mark, a couple pages. I mean, we want a page for minutes and a page for maybe an agenda and maybe a little bit something about what their board and their duties and responsibilities are. Okay. Maybe their board members.
Or bylaws.
The bylaws, members of the actual board kind of thing. And I mean, I don't...
But it's not something that's front page, right? If
no.
Push a button.
No. It'd be on the tab. It'll say county board appointees or appointments or all there'll be is a button on the left that'll take you somewhere else. That would
help them also.
Yeah.
So
they could have something.
Yeah.
What's that set up? How much time is that going to take our people to maintain it?
I mean, I would
minimal
time.
Once it's set up, then what's sent in can just be
reviewed and uploaded.
And we have most of the information upstairs.
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it, too. I mean, I'd want to restrict it to
commission-appointed boards.
Correct. That's how I want to restrict it. You guys, is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just state that the commission concurs that IT can move forward with that. Is that all right with you, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm. At the same time, I wanted just to bring up, we have some board vacancies coming up.
We have those scheduled separately, but...
Oh, I thought I didn't look that detail. Yes, I see that. I'm 4 minutes early.
But there was a second part to this also, I think. Dan, you had asked about, could we sponsor a meeting for new board appointees of these boards that we appoint for discussions regarding the Sunshine Law, discussions regarding bidding procedures, and anything else that might prove helpful to them?
Right.
I also have a packet, or I used to have, that came through the Secretary of State for newly appointed boards.
Okay.
Do we have that upstairs? I know.
I've not come across
it. I have some
it.
At home that I've kept through the years. Well, not that those would still be valid, but...
I can contact their office and see if they have an updated version.
Well,
I think the premise is really good. Yeah.
With all the new appointees that we do, and we do every year, we have new appointees. I think if we even put that on the date that we have set for the appointments or the month before, we post these, even on that web page that you're talking about, mm-hmm. that there is... sunshine laws and bidding procedures that have to be followed so that the new appointee doesn't run with some ideas. Everybody that sits on a board comes in fresh with new ideas and things, and sometimes those reach outside the limits of what they think they can do and what they can do under government restriction. And so I think that would help tremendously, especially with the bidding part of it and with the sunshine violations that could occur.
Yeah, we
accidentally.
We do have a standard letter we sent out to. We started working on a standard letter and sent in a sunshine book, but I think, Ron, if you've got a packet and we could just create a packet for every board member, I mean, it would help them tremendously to know what they can and can't do, and it would just help get them to contribute faster to the boards that they've been appointed to.
And are you talking about the same type of thing that you're talking about? It's like in our handbook or policy book or something. Is that what you're talking about?
No, actually, we wrote a letter to some people who said, you know, some of the board appointees that we made recently, we sent a letter kind of outlining after what Tom Durkin from the AG's office gave us,
right,
plus a book, a little packet, you know, a sunshine book. I just think we could elaborate on it and help every appointee. And when we appoint, we just send this packet to every board appointment. And so
these people have good intentions, but they just
need some guidance.
Need some guidance on it.
Well, two things. The booklet that I got, so I'm sitting here trying to remember exactly when that was. It was when Joan Chatham was here, and she and I went to a couple of different places. We put on one schooling at Kirbyville for the village trustees over there, and I handed out these tidbits for newly elected officials, and it had a lot of information in it. I'll find that. I'll pull those up. But I think that when we do this, if we have a meeting and we invite the gentleman down from Jeff City, that we also ought to encourage ourselves and the people within the courthouse to attend. Because those laws change all the time.
Right.
Direct deposit, ASI order.
That is in front of you, sir. It's an annual order. There should be two there, ASI and direct deposit. They're for 2012.
Did we get a copy of that in our mailbox last week?
The direct deposit order?
No.
No.
These came through you, Helen? Anything you want to share with us about this, or we'll just move forward?
You have questions?
This is just our annual agreement to do direct deposits for all the salaried employees, correct? Well, not salaried employees, any employee.
And the flex plan.
And the flex plan is ASI goes into my account whenever they pay an ACH or a check out to an employee, and they take that money out of my account. And that's just for me to go ahead and post the manual checks each time that comes out of my account. I can post it to the system. That way it doesn't have to go through payables every. And then the direct deposit is also, like you said, Jim, it's the direct deposit that is an annual. So we can go ahead and do the direct deposit on Mondays or Tuesdays.
Do we want it on the record with a vote, gentlemen?
Probably so.
Motion to approve the order for direct deposit of payroll, year of 2012, and order for ACH of the ASI flex plan for year of 2012.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the order for direct deposit of payroll for the year of 2012 and the order for ACH of ASI flex plan for the year of 2012. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We are right on time for the county board appointments now.
Go ahead. I was just going to say there's some documents attached. There's a couple of boards that are ready.
Right. You sent us
others are not.
You sent us an email on those positions.
Yes.
I'm in. Actually in conversation with some of the people that are interested in the board. I've got a couple of appointments this afternoon after we get off work with some people about board appointments. So if you gentlemen didn't care, I would like to wait and postpone this till next Monday on this particular issue on the board appointments.
Well, that's fine. I
want to keep it. I want to keep us on...
Here's the three, Dan. We're trying to identify what we've already done of these. We've done BOA, we did airport, and we did SB 40. What we have remaining is, two potential positions on planning and zoning, one potential position for the park board, and one potential position for the sewer board.
Okay.
And are you saying you'd like to have it rescheduled for next week?
Well, yeah. The reason I say that is because I've got, like I said, two appointments this afternoon to visit with people that are potentially wanting to sit on these boards, and they wanted to have a discussion about what all was involved, and I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
So we will schedule it for next Tuesday?
Yes, that'll be fine. Those positions are up the first of the year, aren't they? Each one of them?
Yes. Yeah. I said that. One, the P&Z, I think, they have expired a little sooner than that.
The P&Z has expired because we're still waiting for that one township.
Well, no, you know what? Yeah, someone left, but the term runs out 12/31 of this year. So if, in fact, we appoint someone prior to that, I think we just need to go ahead and appoint them for the full term.
Right.
Okay. Gentlemen, I wonder if we could stand in recess for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Until 9:30?
Mm-hmm.